What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Welcome to the weekend. And if you're just starting school, like Yawk and Brentwood, joining a bunch of other school districts, and Monday, Pittsburgh Public School will join the parade. It's been quite a week. And tonight promises to be quite a night and weekend at the Wolverina, Woodland Hills. And right now we have Athletic Director Ty Brown with us on our V-Mix, we call it. You can see Ty actually in the stadium at the Wolverina. All you got to do is click on our kdkradio.com stream, choose the live stream presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. Ty, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I appreciate you taking the time to be in the stands with the Wolverina in the background. You have quite a setup there. This is perfect for these five big games to open the football season.
Absolutely, man. There's no other place to be other than a Wolverina, you know?
And first game, you're first up against North Allegheny. So that's my alma mater. So right out of the gate, you know what's great about this town, Ty, is you're a half person from everybody, right?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. So we're excited about tonight.
And you're expecting a big crowd there. How many can you seat at the Wolverina?
We can seat about 12,000 comfortably here at the Wolverina. You know, I know back in the day, in the early 2000s, they would get a little bit more than that with standard room only, but we could comfortably seat about 12,000 here.
You should have. I mean, Mother Nature's cooperating because it looks like the weather's going to be great for both today and tomorrow. In fact, tonight when the sun goes down, it'll get really comfortably cool. So a perfect setup for this weekend. So talk us through the practical parts. If people want to come, where do you suggest? Parking is at a premium. So what's the game plan, Ty?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like any, you know, big-time stadium. You go and play, or you go watch college football, or you go watch pro football. You know, you're parking a ways from the stadium, and you're walking up with your family. You're talking stuff to the opponent, and you're coming in, and you're enjoying good football. So, you know, there's some good parking here down at the down in Turtle Creek. You can find some parking down there. We have some shuttles running back and forth to Turtle Creek, and you know, we're able to get you up to the Wolverina in time for the game.
By the way, individual tickets, $13 for adults, $25 for a weekend pass, but that includes five big games. So game one, as we mentioned, North Allegheny and Woodland Hills. Then Central Catholic will take on – there's some confusion. It's not LaSalle College. It's LaSalle College High School.
Absolutely.
And then tomorrow, McKeesport, Delaware Valley, then Steel Valley and Westinghouse – followed by Elizabeth Forward and West Mifflin. So last year, this was a big hit. And I think a lot of people are very excited to participate this weekend.
Absolutely, yeah, man. It's going to be the biggest event in Whipple football, you know, right here at the Wolverine. We got five huge games. You know, last year, a bunch of games came down to the wire. We expect the same thing this year. It's going to be some good football. It's going to be some high energy. It's going to be great weather. It's going to be great food. There's no other place to be other than the Wolverine this weekend.
Well, what's the go-to at the concession stand? What do you recommend, Ty?
Oh, they got good pizza at the concession stand. And, you know, the high school favorite, the chicken fingers and fries. I don't know what they do at our concession stand, but every time someone leaves here, it's like, I don't know why the chicken and fingers and fries were so good. But they do a great job in there. And, you know, those boosters, they spend a lot of hours preparing that stuff. And, you know, they do a good job on Friday and Saturdays.
Well, Woody High has a great reputation, especially in football, put a lot of young talent into, you know, college and even some of the pros. So how long have you been athletic director?
I'm going into my third year, which is a blessing.
And I know that our team here at KDK Radio, Dan Zangrilli, Coach Johnny Lee, Mike White, Donnie Football, and everybody that gathers, we're very proud to cover high school football. How meaningful is it to get the focus in a community for a school?
It's huge. It's huge, especially a public school, right? That's one of the biggest things that you try to accomplish. You have to grasp the community because the players and our student athletes, they feel that support, right? They feel the backing of the community, and it makes everything so much better. When there's no friction with the community and everybody's on one accord, you know, you're able to handle things properly and, you know, go out there and put your best foot forward and try to compete for a championship.
All right, get there early. Five big games at the Wolverine. Ty, I appreciate you taking time. It's an exciting weekend. I wish you and Woody High all the best.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Athletic director Ty Brown in the stands. You see that, Paul? That's kind of cool how he set himself up to be right in the stands.
Yeah, you can see the press box and the Wolverine logo behind him. Yeah, it's a great look and gives you the spirit of high school football, Friday Night Lights, here we go.
Yeah, so in the last hour, we had Mike White, the Hall of Fame writer with the Post-Gazette, who's also part of our coverage team. You had band director at Gateway, Ryan Moser, and then Ty Brown, who's the athletic director at the Wolverine Woody High.
Curious to know, because I was back in the newsroom working on something when Mike was on with you earlier. Were there any predictions of any kind?
Oh, yeah, he broke down each of the five games, and he did it in rapid fire, but he gave not so much picking who would win, but the highlights of who some of the players are on the teams. And there's some really impressive talent, including a young man named Scoop Smith from Woody High, who was the player of the year last year. So a lot of excitement. Keep it on KDK Radio, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, and of course our free Odyssey app you can download AUDACY and Bluetooth us through your car speakers or wherever your Bluetooth speaker, anywhere. And we got you covered here on KDKA.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.